Hey, what's up? In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about financial advisor lead magnets that make prospects go, heck yeah! For those of you new to the show, my name is Sarah Grillo. I am a CFA charter holder, a financial author, and a former financial advisor. I do weekly podcasts on the topic of financial advisor lead generation, and I give it to you straight, so don't wait. I advise, please subscribe and get ready for the ride. I decided to make this show on financial advisor lead magnets because I know that some of you listening don't even know what a lead magnet is. Maybe you're not using one. Maybe you're using one. It's getting you nowhere. I'm going to cover all of that. But first, I'm going to talk about the question of the day. Question of the day, hey! So every week I briefly answer a question from a subscriber that has written in. Today's question is, Sarah, how do I increase visibility on Google? The thing you have to remember about Google is that all Google really cares about is ding, 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 watch time. It cares about watch time. Or if you're on YouTube and it cares about read time if you're writing a blog. So when you're creating this content, either a blog or a YouTube video, you really have to SEO optimize it, put in keywords, and I can tell you a little bit more if you're interested about where to put in the keywords and how to do it, but you have to place them strategically inside the content so that Google knows what the content is about. And then you have to get people to read the blog or watch the video and to stay on it. And that might seem like a simple enough task, but don't overestimate people's attention spans. If it's easy enough to find you through search, then it's easy enough to just click off and find somebody else's article or video that is informative, maybe more informative than yours, more engaging. So there's a whole science and art to how you make people stay on the page, but that really is the name of the game, is create content that makes people stay on the page. Now, that answer is very brief. I do have more in-depth information offered on this through my membership. If you want to join, just visit my website, saragrillo.com, and click on the blue button at the top. I'm also going to include the link below. So let's get into it. A lead magnet. What is a lead magnet? A lead magnet is basically a downloadable document that you offer to somebody who has consumed your content or who wants to consume your content in exchange for their email address. Now, the way that you get them to hand over their email address is to create what we call a landing page. So a landing page can either be a separate page on your website, or it can be a page that's created especially to house the lead magnet. Check with your compliance officer, because these lead magnets, because you're essentially capturing somebody's information, their email address, by the way, still is personal information. You have to have the right disclosures on there. Make sure that you're, well, I'm not going to give legal advice about that. I'm just going to say consult with your attorney or your compliance officer about what legal safeguards you have to have in place if you are collecting people's email addresses and personal data. Now, so you create this lead magnet. By the way, I've got five great examples of lead magnets I'm going to talk about on the show. I'm going to get to those later. But first, let's talk about why a lead magnet is important in the sales process. So remember that we are not selling twisty ties here, financial advisors. We are selling the right to be the holder of one's future dignity, okay? Their money secrets and somebody's wealth, and that's a very hard sale to make. The sales cycle is very long, and you really want to have a way to stay in front of people. Now, social media is great, but I also know that there are certain populations, such as 70 and over, that I believe are going to be more responsive to email marketing than I believe social media. That's what my perception is. I could be wrong. Don't ask me for the studies or the data. I'm just kind of saying this heuristically. Now, lead magnets are important because it essentially gives you the right to have that personal information of that person's. But what it also does, and this is where it's really overlooked, is the lead magnet is essentially the first impression that somebody gets of you. And so you really want to do a good job, make them say, heck yeah, and really get them interested in getting the meeting with you. Because if you don't do a good job on the lead magnet, it's going to just get passed over. And they're not going to really be looking forward to getting your emails. They're not going to be like, you know, I really want to meet this person. I really want to know what more this person has to offer. The lead magnet, if it's not a good lead magnet, it's going to be like the last stop on the ride, essentially. And they'll still be on your email newsletter list, but you're going to be essentially surrendering the power to the email newsletter list. Then the email newsletter has to do the work to get the meeting for you. Why not do a great job on the lead magnet? Have them in really high esteem, really feeling good about you, and most of all, curious to learn more about what you offer and how you can help. That is what a good lead magnet is really going to do. And that is the difference that it can make in your sales process, is that it can just move people further along the spectrum of trust. And most of all, make them curious about you, because, you know, it's kind of like they've seen your work and you want to make them meet the person behind it. That is what a lead magnet can essentially do. So I will tell you my personal experience with lead magnets. It's that I, as you know, I have a YouTube channel, and at first I didn't offer any lead magnets, but the whole thing changed. Like, it was, I had so much more loyalty on my channel when I started offering my videos are different. They're not about financial advisor stuff as much as they are. I mean, some of the videos on my YouTube channel are about financial advisor stuff, but a lot of them are about how to pass the CFA exam. That's the theme of the channel. And so I eventually got it through my head, because everybody kept asking me for CFA study advice. And I was like, well, why don't I just make something for them that they can have and guide them through it, like, day by day. So I made, this was pretty amazing. I sat down one day and I made a day by day planner for each of the weeks leading up to the CFA exam. Like, most CFA candidates study for like, no, I mean, I studied like for, I would say, a half a year. Most of the time you study for about half a year and people can get really lost with it. But with this day to day planner, where every day I was like, you should be studying this, you should be studying that. And then closer to the exam time, I was like, you should be doing this practice exam, that practice exam. And I had my videos go along with it. And then every video I would make about studying for the CFA exam, I'd be like, did you download my CFA planner? And it was so good. Like, it built my email newsletter list. I got so many people as clients because they just trusted me so much, because I gave of myself. I took the time to sit down and make something that if I were in their position, I really could have used. The other thing I did is I made Excel models for the people on my channel. So I also have Excel sample, like Excel modeling. I do Excel modeling tutorials on my YouTube channel. So I had some models that I created. You know, I used to work at Lehman Brothers in equity research, and I used some of my knowledge from that job to create these models. They're, you know, really great, like, basic intro to Excel modeling. And the people that are watching my channel are aspiring equity analysts. And it just was, again, like, I served these people up a dish fit for the gods, to quote Julius Caesar. And so it just really worked well, and I just got so many clients from it. It was essentially how I launched the business that I have now. I mean, I work with financial advisors now and I do marketing for them, but essentially when I launched my business, however long, many years ago it was, I came into the business of online marketing as a YouTube personality. I really wasn't this like blogger, you know, CMO for a financial advisor. I was not that person. This was how I launched my business. And so it really did make a difference. The lead magnets, I think, absolutely were critical to winning the trust. And I actually still have these lead magnets to this day. People still love them. So now let's get into what some examples are. Now, 5 examples of great financial advisor lead magnets. I'm going to tell you them one by one. But before I talk about what they are in specific, I want you to just pause for a minute. I want you to detach from your role as financial advisor, and I want you to position it. I want you to look at it from the position of a, you know, like someone who's about to retire, or a business owner, or somebody who's the observer, who's the recipient of this lead magnet. In fact, you might actually want to try it out with some of these prospects or clients of yours. You might actually want to give it to them and ask their opinion. But anyways, the response that you want them to have is, heck yeah. Like, you don't want them to be like, oh yeah, that was good. Not so sure about that, right? Like you want it to this just be indubitable. You want it to just be there to be no question that this is freaking awesome, okay? So I'm gonna give you some examples. Because here's what you don't want. You don't want somebody to take your lead magnet and take your information and you're like, you're gonna be giving them out free information. You're gonna be giving yourself the short end of the stick if you give them this free information and then have them have a mediocre kind of impression of you. Like go all the way with it. You know what I'm saying? Because there should be no question that they should want to meet with you after they get this lead magnet. They might not, but they should want to at some point know the person that created this. That's what you want to get in their mind. You want them to get them so curious, like, wow, this person was so smart. Wow, this person was so detail-oriented. Wow, this had so much personality. And there's different ways you can reflect that in these, and I'm going to go over that when I go over each of the five of them. But you don't want it to be like, oh, well, you know, that was good. I might just read his or her newsletters in the future. And, you know, I'm not around to retiring yet. It's not the time. No, you want them to be like, yeah, you're going to meet with me. Damn right. Okay. Damn right. Like that. That's how you want it. Okay. The problem with these lead magnets, and I've seen some of them that y'all are using, is it's the same info over and over again. It's like retirement calculator. Great. Social security calculator. Great. Like, would you just like take it from the next financial advisor? Like do the deal, financial advisors, do the freaking deal. Get the deal done right there with the lead magnet. Take some time and to understand what your competition is doing for these lead magnets. I mean, the great thing is that they are lead magnets, so you can go to their website and download the things. I mean, it's that simple. Get it, girl, or get it, boy. Like, go get it, okay? So, here's the first lead magnet. And so this is actually going to be a little bit of a funny one. So everyone's offering this typical like social security planner. I say you offer a like tips and traps for dealing with the Social Security Administration. I think you should make like a month, if you're going to make it a planner, you can make it like a guide, whatever it is. But the theme of it should be what, because if people respond to negative information sometimes, like they'll respond to positive information, like here's how to maximize your Social Security. That's been done before. What nobody talks about is navigating the ins and outs of the Social Security system. And so you want to kind of show information there, but like here's the thing with these lead magnets. It's like you want to go far, but you actually don't want to completely give them all the information so that they could use it and do it themselves. And if you, this is how I disagree with like Social Security calculator or like Social Security planner. It's like, if they're a DIY person, they could just take the thing and do it themselves. If you just give them a guide, like how to, you know, things you might want to watch out for with the Social Security Administration, you're going to give them ideas, but you also aren't going to tell them completely how to solve the issues. So you're going to like create this idea or this curiosity in their mind. And when they're reading it, you want them to be like, oh, you know, I didn't know that about Social Security Administration. Oh, like, you know, I didn't know that. Because I mean, what I've heard from you financial advisors is that dealing with them is a real pain. And so that's what the impression that you want someone to come up with after reading this document. So what you could do is you could do some kind of a planner. Like you could do like a monthly, you could do kind of like a monthly, like month to month, what you should be doing to prepare for Social Security and, or like, you know, before you decide to take Social Security, what you should be doing the year before, something like that. And you should each month, for example, put a trap that you could fall into, or you could do like 9 aspects of Social Security that you didn't think of and that the Social Security Administration is going to like trap you over. Right. But the point is you just want to make them a little bit paranoid or apprehensive about working with them. And you can make this also in video form. Keep in mind, these lead magnets don't just have to be a document. It could be a downloadable video, a gated video. Content can be gated in very many ways. The other thing you could include here is you could include some kind of a glossary at the end of this. That will also help you to keyword optimize the blog or the lead magnet. Number two, so this one's a little bit creative. Some of you are into this and some of you aren't, but now, you know, everyone's talking about like behavioral finance, et cetera. You could make a financial horoscope, like a financial horoscope planner for like month by month. You could do, you know, just maybe talking about like the emotions that people tend to have towards money in the different months of the year, but make it really insightful, but make it like colorful and you know what these astrological things look like maybe kind of make it on that theme, make it interesting. At least it won't look like a normal, you know, a typical financial advisor thing. So that's another thing, like a kind of maybe like emotional money and emotion journal or emotional months of the year calendar with a horoscope attached to it. Something like that would be kind of creative. Okay. And that's number two. Now, number three. One of the major reasons that people leave their financial advisor is that they feel that the financial advisor got their risk tolerance wrong. This is seriously a reason. I mean, I think almost every financial advisor has that one client that like you just didn't see eye to eye on, and now you're in trouble. Like the client either had underperformance or they, you know, had the portfolio go down too much, and now they're sitting there wanting to get back the losses or looking at, you know, what the portfolio could have done then it didn't. And that's such a headache for financial advisors, but it's a headache I think almost every single financial advisor has. So if every single financial advisor has one of these headache clients, then that definitely means there's an opportunity. And let's hope that some of these unhappy clients are out there looking for information on this. So I would say, a guide to getting your risk tolerance right. So a risk tolerance questionnaire, but with different questions, and it should be non-technical. Like there's so many of these risk tolerance questionnaires that just are like stiff and boring and people aren't really even paying attention. So you should focus on the ways that you see, you're going to really get people out of the box with this, but you should ask questions that you found to be really effective in helping people to know what their risk tolerance really is. Number four, a budget for a particular event. So a budget worksheet, but don't make it just a general budget worksheet, because every financial advisor does this. Have it be a budget for a particular event, like a wedding or budgeting for like buying a house or something. And actually get a few sample budgets that people used in their weddings. Like actually get the actual budgets and show a few different ways of modeling it out. So that's just an example of doing something, but having it be a lot more specific. And of course you should create content that goes along with this lead magnet that is also specific to it. So how do you buy a car? How do you get a mortgage? How do you buy your first home? You're getting married, whatever it is, look on the Google Keyword Planner, find the keywords to optimize it, and then join the Sarah Grillo membership. Click the blue button at the top of my website, sarahgrillo.com, and join me, and then I can teach you all about how to optimize your content like this. Yeah! Okay, number five. My fifth idea for an awesome financial advisor lead magnet, like heck yeah, is a script for what to say in your first meeting with a financial advisor, or a script for what to say in your first meeting with an estate attorney or a CPA. So these are good ways to get people that are new to hiring one of these professionals. It could also optimize pretty well. For example, if you're, again, if you're trying to keyword optimize here, you could say something like, what to say in your first meeting with a financial advisor in San Diego, California. Like, so you could just say that, and you could say, you could like use financial advisor in San Diego, California as a keyword, and you could position it strategically throughout the blog. again, join the membership if you want to know how to do this. But my point here is that that would also help you to SEO optimize. If people are looking for a financial advisor in San Diego, California, they're going to enter that into Google, and then they'll come up with your blog, and then they'll download your lead magnet. Heck yeah, now you got a new client. So that's my idea, a script for what to say in your first meeting. This is a keyword sensitive. This is a keyword play here. Like I said, you could also do like first meeting with a state attorney or CPA, just make them good questions. And also you could create a video for this to go along with it. That would be good as well. Videos also can help you to optimize for keywords on Google. Now, thank you all for listening. I would love to hear from you. If you have more questions on this, just reach out to me and I will answer in the question of the day. Hey, join the membership. There's lots of great stuff. We're working on lead magnets this month. This is August of 2020. We're working on lead magnets. We cover a lot of other things related to financial advisor lead generation. Get the real story, the real deal. You heard it here first, financial advisors. I give it to you straight. Don't wait. Subscribe to the show. And you know that I'll be back next time with more financial advisor lead generation advice. For now, I'm out. Thanks for listening.